This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we're mostly today in what? In the Ilm al-Yaqeen. And then it comes into something called Ilm al-Yaqeen. For instance, I gave this example last week. You know, those of you who've never been to Mecca. You've heard of Mecca. You've seen Mecca maybe on social media, on TV, on the internet. But you've never been there. So you only have Ilm al-Yaqeen. And then when you go to Mecca, you will have something called, when you heard of it, you heard of it, you haven't seen it. But if you see it on the internet, it will be Ilm al-Yaqeen. But once you go there, it becomes Haqq al-Yaqeen. Likewise, Al-Akhirah. Al-Akhirah is only Ilm al-Yaqeen. We have not seen it yet, so there is no Ilm al-Yaqeen. Once the believers and the non-believers go in, then it becomes Ilm al-Yaqeen, and then once they enter, it becomes Haqq al-Yaqeen. So today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll resume the tafsir of there's so many beautiful things I've gone through when I was doing my preparation. So please, inshallah ta'ala, take some time. Do join us, mashallah, tabarakallah. It's been really, really successful, mashallah. I was not expecting it to be successful. And I'm so happy that, well, mashallah, a lot of people are feeling now and then going to this, alhamdulillah, breathtaking series called Tafsir Made Easy. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسُ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. So after talking about the characteristics of al-muttaqin and talking about the hadith and the taqwa, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has talking about the impact of people vis-a-vis the Quran, the impact of people with regard to the Quran. So that's on the right. The nurse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got at, to have an ahadah to that law of the Quran. So if the Aqwal and Muslim has taken, how do we relate ourselves with regard to the Quran? Who are we? So Allah is written to the people. Al-Qukm al-Awwal, the very first category of people, you know, when we talk about the Quran
آمنوا به وصدقوا به. The first category are those, alhamdulillah, you and I, believe in you and I and our loved ones, those who believe in it, those who practice and convey and act upon what's in it. And صدقوا به. Another technical word. These are المتقون. And then you have the second category, الذين كفروا بالقرآن. So the first are the believers, and the second are the kafirin, those who disbelieve in it. But you have the third category, which is the most dangerous category. And you know what category we're talking about. المنافقون, the hypocrites. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts talking in the ayat, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. Those who كفروا, whether you remind them or don't remind them, whether you give them admonition or don't give them admonition, لا يؤمنون. So ya Allah, why did you send me to them? Why am I wasting my time? You send me to them, although you know prior that you will not believe. So الكفر, الكفر لغة هو الكفر. So kufr linguistically is to cover something. To cover something. But what does it mean in Tawahid? I'll accept, you know, when you talk about Islamically, kufr. What does it mean? There are three types of kufr. There is those who, because of kufr anwa. Well, kufr ya'ti ba'da al-ilm, by the way. And kufr comes after ilm. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا بِهِ كَفَرُوا بِهِ. When, you know, so it's not Allah is going to do it, no, it comes after ilm. So there's the prophet of confidence with some evidence, and then we will make kufr. So prior to kufr is always ilm. So Allah is going to do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppress or does not cause any misjudgment subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is a haq, a loop of khatam. So hunaka kufr is anwa' min al-kufr. There is the first step, of course, kafaroon, they disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's also another type, al-jahud. What does it mean, al-jahud? Those who are ungrateful to the ni'am of Allah azza wa jalla. It's also kufr, kufr, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to Sulaiman and Surah Al-Nami, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is when we get a tafsir from under the Qur'an. This is when we get a tafsir from the Qur'an, from the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regard to Sulaiman, ta'ala, هذا من فضل ربي. هذا من فضل ربي. يبلغني أأشكر أم أكفر. This is from the bounties of Allah. So the people who are ungrateful to the bounties of Allah, they are committing kufr. So it's not the kufr of Allah. No. It's the second type of kufr of the ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like Qarun. Here, we're talking about Qarun. قال هذا فضل من هيث أبو سليمان. الله عز وجل يزدير هذا من قد ربي يجوز من مرسف الله من فضل من الله ليبلوني تكفي تكفي أشكر أم أكثر شكر. You can also شكر there, right? شكر شكر to be grateful or أكثر or to make of the كفر of Allah, لا كفر of the نعم of Allah عز وجل. هذا ليس من كفر. So this is the second part of كفر. فمن شكر ومن شكر فإن الله يسكر له ومن كفر فإن الله غني كريم أو غني كريم. So whoever from the Islam shukr is being grateful to kindness of your own self. ومن كفر and whoever from the kufr, we're talking about the second type of kufr, فإن الله هو الله says غني كريم. غني كريم. غني free of want. Allah does not. He's not in need of your bounties or your favors. Allah is Ghani. Ghani and Kareem. He's Ghani subhanAllah. And when you read the Quran, excuse me, the names that Allah has given to you at the end of any era, there's a meaning, subhanAllah, and there's a hikmah behind those particular names. You always be try to read. There's always the meaning in this subhikma, the wisdom behind it. So Allah mentions this, Ghani Kareem. Ghani is free of want. Allah is not in need of my salah. Would that actually mean blessing for Allah? Is it treasure? Yeah. Allah is not in need of my zakat. Does it add anything to the no, it's dominion, no. But I'm the one who is in need. I'm the one who needs to pray. I'm the one who needs to pray.
that one. And he's telling those who do, that is very generous. He would reward them for all with the other. So he said to Suleiman, I ask for an extra. So he said, you know, either I'd be grateful, or if I'm not grateful, they're coming to Kufr. What kind of Kufr? Kufr of Ni'am of Allah. And there's another type of Kufr. Kufr is Kufr. What is it? Kufr. Kufr. Always. Kufr of Nifaq. Like Kufr of Iblis. So, I thought, how did Iblis disbelieve in Allah? He did not disbelieve in Allah. But what kind of Kufr? It's Kufr. Kufr. And there is something. Allah saved me from fire, he gave me some mud in the whole room. So the Kufr is Kufr. Kufr of the Iblis. So when we talk about the Nifaq of the Kufr of Nifaq, which is one of the worst. Nifaq is Arabic in English, in Urdu, whatever. Nifaq is Nifaq. Hypocrisy. يقولون بألسنتهم ما ليس في قلوبهم. We have them with us. They pray with us. You will see how Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, in the ayat he mentioned. 13 ayats, just talking about the munafiqun. They are with us, people who speak our language from the same background, from the same nation we came from, same color, the same everything. Yet, they have different faces. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about his fire. He says, bring the munafiqun, they are from the lowest level of his fire. That's one of the dangerous Islam. Who is most dangerous? They are the time of the Prophet. And they were there at the time of all of the prophets before, and they will always be there. Munafiqun. I'm sorry, no. They were only there at the time of Rasulullah. That's when the Prophet Nifaq, you know, was being known to people. In fact, no one, let me give you this nice information. Did Nifaq start in Mecca? No. It did not start in Mecca. When did it start? In Medina. Where were you? That was our home. We used to come and pray. We used to drive them to come and pray. But we're not with them. We're in the city of the Yusuf of the village. So there is, in this ayah that Mr. Allah mentioned here, the three groups here, Allah is talking about. The Mu'minun, Allah is talking about them in about five ayahs. And then Al-Kafir, Allah saying, Al-Kafir, two ayahs. As a munafiqun, 13 ayahs, talking about the munafiqun. And you know the surah that actually exposes me to munafiqun? There's one surah that exposes them. Tawbah is the surah that exposes the hypocrites. So Allah says, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا When you give them a warning or some admonition, they will abound and they will follow. Yeah, that's what I'm headed this wrong. You have to know, yeah, please come and trust. Yeah, you can't meet better. The behavior will, you know, when you tell somebody, this is wrong, you know, that, you know, this is wrong, and you can touch my phone, I did not know, or I'm waiting for me, I'm about to give me, so I'm going to try to start, you know, stay away from it. The behavior will be abound. The person, what is the thing? About the believers in another ayah, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. They listen to the Qawl, they listen to the Qur'an, and they follow what's in it. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you know this ayah, my brothers, فَذَكَّرْ إِنْ نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى فَيَذَّكَّرُ. Why? فَيَذَّكَّرُ. Who will get the admonition? مَنْ يَخْشَى.
Muslim. You know, so who is the one who gets this admonition? This is also a bad, and the Indian Pakun, the Lord is from Allah. They will say Allah comes from Muslim, comes from Allah. They have these, they are God-fearing people. These are the people who benefit from Allah. So the question now, who are the Prophet? Yes, the Lord. I said something last time, 2 weeks ago. I said, everyone on earth is Catholic. A lot of you, some people who are here, they disagree. I said, because in the Quran, I've got an interesting thing. Well, you are. I'm glad you got the phone. This is the first one to get the kick, okay? Because he answered. Now, because there's two types. You either, when you talk about Catholic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, before the Taqra here, you know, at the end, فَمَنْ يَقْرَ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَيْ سَنْتَكَ بِالْعُوَةِ وَالْقَالِ So I am, Ya Rabbi, I am Kafir بالطاغوت. I am Kafir بالطاغوت. فَمَنْ يَقْرَ بِالطَّاغُوتِ Those who disbelieve in the طاغوت. Shaitan, those who talk to yourself, فَقَرْ اللَّهِ الطَّاغُوتِ I'm not going to talk about you. That's طواغيت. There's too many طواغيت. Here we're talking about Shaitan and his followers. Okay, the followers of Shaitan. So you do kufr, which yes, I do kufr from Shaitan. I don't believe in the amal of Shaitan and whatnot. فَمَنْ يَقْرَ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ So kufr darajat. Kufr are levels, or each levels. أَعْلَى دَرَجَةَ كُفْرُ The highest level of kufr is kufr billah. Do you agree? You have to agree. Kufr are levels, or each level. The highest level of kufr is to disbelieve in Allah. That's the highest level. And then the second type that we mentioned earlier, kufr bi-ni'amillah. Committing kufr, being ungrateful. Bi-ni'amillah, bi-ni'amah, you say, oh, bi-ni'amah, which is bi-ni'amah, yani, the blessings of Allah. So the kufr of Allah. And Allah has really presented all the quality. What that the sovereignty of Allah, for the Rahman, فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ آلاء من نعم، نعمة والله، نعمة والله، بالبلاد والله، وكما نعمة والله في نعم. So don't be ungrateful for the نعمة of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. إنا هديناه السبيل إما فاتحا وإما كفورا. What is the difference between كافر and كفور? This is the first okay? Because Allah is saying, here in Al-Ladina Kafar, we're sitting in this first ayah, but I have not moved anywhere. I promised you that I did you deep. I'm not going to give you tafsir, this is going out to key, or not. This is special tafsir. So Allah is saying about in Al-Ladina Kafar, and then you have Kafar. We all say Kafar, he's Kafar, Kafar, he was the Kafar. But here's Kafar, what's the difference? What about Kafar? Had I was defined? Kafur? Kafur. Do you get it? Huh? Kafur fa'ul is always shadid, is always intense, more intense than or more intensive than kafir. Fa'il is when you learn a little bit of Arabic to give you that boost. Fa'il, fa'ul, fa'il. So when you study these words, so when you have here kafir, kafur, or kafir, or kafur, or kafar, that would be fa'al, which is more intensive. Fa'al, kafar, is more intensive than kafur. So when we say here, kafir and kafur, al-kafur affected kafir. Al-kafur is more, is more important, is worse than kafir. Somebody who's kafur. He's kafir and kafur at the same time. Kafur is worse than kafir. But kafir and shakur. Shakir from the name of Allah, shakir, shakur, grateful. Allah is a shakir and Allah is a shakur. The shakur is more interesting than the shakir. Shakir ala ni'amih. This is why Allah has been given this waqdir in Ibadiyah, shakur. Very few of my servants are shakur, he did not say that. You know? Shakir, you make ni'mah, you do shakur of one ni'mah. Shakur, obviously, anything you're always saying alhamdulillah. Shakur. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ يُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ You recited it? With, I don't know, some of you may have noticed, some of you may be in class. He said, ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم هذا المستمع وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم للأشتاق وليس دخل الله سبحانه وتعالى ختم الله على قيم على سمعهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم عندما الله منخل من القتل بعد الخير ختم حتم إرهاب الكوز من أوصرين حتم أرباطاً من ذوي أوصر يستهف ختم إلى الخطر ودوي في حتم الفرقين الله مطعم ختم الفرقين الله يشير هنا حتم الله على قلوبه كثير حتمة القرآن وإنسى حتم القرآن يجينا كمبيل كثير كمبيل so ختم over it's over there is no negotiation there is no discussion ختم Allah Azza wa Jal just put it, Fatama ala qulubihim. Allah has put a seal on first mentioned qulub. Ala qulubihim. Wa ala adhan he mentioned? Sam'a. Adhan he mentioned? There is a notion here. There's a hikmah why Allah mentions the heart first. And then a sam'a. And then al basar. He mentioned the qalb first. Qalb in all the names. So, قلب قول دل وقول سمرة here it means قان قان but then he mentions بصر means and بصر يعني sight so the hearing and the sight so there is a beautiful حكمة as to why Allah سبحانه وتعالى ختم الله على قلب مثل بقاء الأبات brothers and sisters قلوب العباد بين أصبعين من أصابعها. The heart of mankind are between two fingers of the finger of the earth. The Prophet says the hearts of mankind are between two fingers of the fingers of Allah. The fruit of all earthly wishes from Kufr to Iman and Iman to Kufr, that's what the Prophet has to say. The Quran, Allahumma ya Muhammad al-Qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dhikrika. O Allah, the one who sweeps his heart from Kufr to Iman and Iman, make my heart stand firm on your deen. You don't want Allah has said, Jesus, you can't be done a Christian. And what's happening? Faith. You need to hold a phone on a person, it's not a lot more in a book. Allah has to stay on his heart. Allah wa inna hijjafu di mut'a. Iba tarish na tarish na zikr di kumma. Wa inna tarish na tarish na zikr di kumma. Allah wa inna The Prophet Muhammad says, indeed, in the body, there is a piece of morsel of flesh. If this piece of flesh is sound, the whole body becomes sound. But if this piece of flesh is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt, it is the sound. That is the shift of the heart in is magnetic. And the other physical factor is not the soldiers. If the heart is sound, is good, everything, the heart is the one that sends messages to the other organs. The heart is corrupt. The heart is like a placeholder. A placeholder. In the heart, you store iman. In the heart, you store sahabah. In the heart, you store love. In the heart, you store hate. In the heart, you store envy. Everything is stored in this heart. You get to store whatever you want in it. That's why Allah has given his message first. حَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ In the end, Allah has been seen on this heart. In this heart, you store greed, you store envy, you store resentment, you also store patience. عِبَادَةُ الْقُلْبِ And what did Allah say about عِبَادَةُ الْقَلْبِ? Last week, the Prophet says, يُؤْمِنُونَ or يُنْفِقُونَ or what did he say? يُؤْمِنُونَ, you forgot. يُؤْمِنُونَ عِبَادَةً he says, يُقِيمُونَ And when he talks about money, he says, يُنْفِقُونَ When he talks about آخِرَة, he says, يُقِيمُونَ الآخِرَة, الآخِرَة, يُقِيمُونَ وَبِالآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِيمُونَ أُولَئِكَ قَدْ هُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ الفلاح Remember this thing. I'm going to give you some really nice stuff. Well, like today I was doing the preparation for the following week. I was happy. After me inside, I was sick. You know, like really, like my medicine. I want to share this with them. So remember this very beautiful thing here. هذا القلب له علاقة بالعقل. القلب العربي has a relationship with what? Has a connection with العقل. العقل is the mind, is the brain, is the intellect. Ha, I'll give you an example. لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها. They have قلوب. They don't comprehend with. You don't comprehend with your heart. You feel with your heart. The heart is there to feel. Love. When you tell your wife, I love you. When you lie. Are you not married? When you tell your wife, oh, I love you. Is it a feeling? Did that feeling come from your brain or from your heart? The same Allah Azza wa Jalla say about these people, he's talking about the Muslims, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts they cannot comprehend with. And now they have realized in the scientists of the Ulama of Quran that there is a connection between the heart and the brain. It is the heart that gives all the commands to the brain. And subhanAllah, you know, the heart can be still pumping, and they call a man dead. Bombay, doctor, surgeons. The heart is still pumping, but they say he's dead. Once the brain dies, the brain dies. These are connections. So what I'm saying here, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ, they have hearts, they can comprehend with these hearts. Why do you think this don't be here to this? Because this heart is either filled with more or father. The heart is either filled with more, no means right, or darkness. And Allah has filled your heart with more father. That's why you're here. You believe me? They chose. No, I will prove it to you. Because they said, but it's not there. No. You see, they chose this. Of course. Either more Iman or Ghulmat. Of course, we're going to the more of Iman, on which Allah has filled your heart with. Or the Allah Kufa, Ghulma, the Ghulma, the Dalan, Dalan means darkness, or the Kufa, or the Yahweh. What is the difference? Why so dear? حَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah has put a seal on their hearts. The three types of hearts. What do you mean? This is easy. The three types of hearts. There is a live heart. Your heart. Our heart. The heart of the believer is a live heart. You recite some Qur'an on that person, other things that see that person calm. His heart is moving. His heart is trembling. He's praying. He's giving. His heart is alive. The first type of heart. The second type of heart is the heart of the majority of the people. Big heart. Abdul Malik. Something is here. Something is there. He's here with us right now. And he's looking at the world. When is the first finish on this? I want to go. I am not stopping. I am. I'm leaving my tea at the end. Maybe that's how I'm stopping. But there's some sick heart. He's here. He's only thinking of. Did I think that the transaction today is not business? Is that right? And then he comes back. So he listens to, okay, yeah. And then all of a sudden he drives, you know, gives away that back and forth. Just like he's done that. He's there. Most of us. And then he's in trouble. Dead heart is dead. Like these people. Satan Allah, I got to be dead. Dead. Whether you recite the whole Quran and the whole Hadith, and now the whole truth, wallahi, they will not be the people. That is what they did. إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَصْطَارُ وَلَا تَعْمَلْ أَلْقُلُوبُ النَّفِيْتِ أَلْقُلُوبُ وَالْمَلْقُونَ لَكَ رُزَكِ فَالْقِلِينَ In the Quran, إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَصْطَارُ The أَصْطَارُ are the sides. It's not the aside that becomes blind. No. In Morocco, in Maghreb, what do we call a'ma in Morocco? A'ma, what is a'ma? A'ma, what is a'ma? You call him basir. You say basir. A'ma, he has his eyes to A'ma is blind. But in Morocco we call A'ma the doctor of mind, the Basir. Basir is the sea. So Allah is going to say here, in the Allah Ta'ma al-Absar, it is not the Absar, the aim, the side that becomes blind. It is the heart. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, in Surah قال رب لما حفظني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك آتتك آياتنا فنسيتها فضلك اليوم دونك سورة طه جزاك الله خير سورة طه وإن جاز بلانجيز ربي لما حفظني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا إن جاز ربي يا ربي why am I blind but I used to be able to see but it's not like we have eyes sometimes you talk to someone and say can't you see or you talk to your son Stay with them if it is not good. But you see that maybe the heart, the eyes are seeing, but he's not seeing or she's not seeing with the heart. It is the heart which it needs to see. So, Satan Allah ala qulubihim. Allah has put, but Allah also says in the Quran, وَمَا كُلُّ مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. We were not to punish anyone unless we said, Rasul. So, Ya Rabbi, you could see on their eyes, on their hearts, yet you keep them there. You see, it's kind of perfect to them over and over and over again. Why? Why, Ya Rabbi? Next week, we're going to go to this is beautifully to go to Salman tomorrow. Now, I open the floor for comments. Well, they're coming up with this plan, right? Today, absolutely, absolutely. Last year, you think it won't exist? Right, the most and then the most of the world. Right, now we're coming into a philosophical manner, but we got the most window. Right, and that's the most. But when Allah is with these words, he says about the most. But then when he talks about the most, he says about the most, and the most is about when he talks about the most, you know, the quality state of the soul, this is just a matter of Allah. Even Prophet Muhammad did not know that the most. And that's how you can translate into maybe your ego, you know, somebody has that. And the tone is the account. You know, whatever you have a SIM card and you have it, but it's not functioning. You need to pay Allah. It's like Allah. And that's what I said. قلب الميت قلب الحي قلب الصوم قلب السليم يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون الا من اتى الله بقلب سليم the day when your wealth and your children will not be benefited except that who comes above with قلب سليم a pure heart this is why we need to inshallah ta'ala he's always struggling here to get that قلب سليم قلب سليم is what is a قلب filled with love is a قلب filled with peace is a قلب that does not hold any grudges any envy any resentment, but it was because you think you're perfect. The very first ni'mah, or this is my khutbah jum'ah, by the way, avoid the shindu'ah preparing. The
the very first ni'mah Allah will bless you with before entering Jannah. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Do you want me to tell you? Just a little. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ مِنْ آيَةٍ وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ عَلَى قَوْلِ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. The very first ni'mah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from their chest any resentment, any grudges, any envy. Imagine if you are in Jannah and you have this feeling. It will spoil Jannah. Because then there's levels. Imagine you are in lower level and you have somebody above you and then envy. How come he's here and then you meet envy? And then the sister sees her husband. How come? The very first thing, I didn't mean that. I mean, this husband is more beautiful than my husband. All the husbands say, how come your wife is more beautiful than my wife? He's in a higher level, Habib. He'll tell you only if you played the item when you left. Who he played? And he stayed. And he looked around. And he did this. And he, well, it's not the same. He didn't want to have something to accept, and after he said, we have something called Mizan. Why did he need that? A Mizan is to weigh the amal. You go out here when you do shopping, get to shopping. You buy bananas, or you buy oranges, or you buy. So before you go to pay, what do? You weigh what you have bought. Based on the way, you will pay. Exactly the same. So the very first thing Allah will remove from the sight. The first is, well, it's not like the same. Everybody would be brothers in Jannah. It is the first thing Allah says here, and one would put him ahead of him. The first thing he mentions there, that's for the one that comes in the most important. In the dunya, Allah will talk about something else. Here's the trick. In the dunya, Allah is talking about the first thing I will mention another Alam Salah. He mentions before the heart, he mentions the sight. But here, Allah is talking about the heart first. Why? What is the heart? The most important. Allah Habib. Before, long time, when the book of the Munafiqs came up, and then he mentioned, he says, no. You know, today I have the list of the hypocrites. All Amr wanted to know, I don't want to know their names. I just tell me if my name is, you know what I think. The Habib is like Allah. Hada Umar wa ma'ta kama Umar. Come on. But how about Abu Bakr? When he says, if my right foot makes it to Jannah, I cannot guarantee that my left foot makes it to Jannah. Although he still got the gratitude that he's from Asr Nabi Salim to Jannah, yet he got Allah care. Umar is saying, I'm not from the hypocrite. Yeah, I need the Sahaba need to be skeptical. I can guarantee that. And keep on asking Allah. So, I'm comfortable. That is, this is what on the heart is done. Because I'm not sure if you don't want to share the tea with me and the day. But I can not do it. SubhanAllah Muhammad. I said, oh, Allah, 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 Allah. Also, we still have a day for the sister from Sunday, huh? اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وولنا في من توليت اللهم اهدنا اهدنا واجعلنا سببا لنهدى اللهم ان الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وان الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا دارا الا هديته ولا مريضا الا سقيته ولا حاجه الا قويه الدنيا والاخره الا قضيت رحم الرحمين اللهم باركنا في هذا الاجتماع اللهم باركنا في الاجتماع يا رب العالمين التجمع هو التجمع المرحومة وتفرق من بعد تفرق المذكورة برحمة الله المحمين والله بإذن الكاملين جوانت في الفيديس وعلى رب الحرمين أتفاق محمد وعلى الحاق what is the fruit of the gathering of the vehicle of Allah. He said the fruit of these gatherings is Al-Jannah. Ya Rabbi, wonderful.